worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. Then God gave the people all these instructions. I am the Lord your God who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon the children. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day, he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Verses 1 through 17 of Exodus chapter 20. Thank you, Lord, again for the gift, the powerful and wonderful and blessed gift of your word. Thank you for the salvation that is ours through your word. Thank you for the growth and the edification that happens as we spend time reading and meditating and putting your word to work in our lives. Thank you for the many ways our lives are enriched, empowered, and guided by the powerful, wonderful gift we call your word, the word of God. Thank you for the opportunity for us to be able to be hearers and doers of your word. With every passing day, more and more, help us to fall more in love with you and with your word, and empower us to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your word always. We thank you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord, for us as the church. Thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I just want to thank you so much for being such a good teacher. Thank you so much for being our resting place. Father, you said that in the book of Genesis, the seventh day you rested. And Jesus said, come to me all who are burdened and weary, and I will give you rest. Father, I ask that we would search for the rest in your commandments, that we'd search for the rest in your rules and in your laws, because they're good and they bring life. Thank you so much, Father, for these moments. And Father, I ask that you'd speak to our hearts and that we'd be available and listening. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Lord, again, thank you for the opportunity we have absolutely every day to spend time with you one-on-one as we open your word. And Lord, I thank you for the fact that you give us your attention wonderfully and mightily as we take time in your word. Help us to realize, Lord, that with all the busyness that you have to do in running the universe, you will still take as much time with each of us as we will take with you in your word. Help us to cherish this time and to value it and to realize, Lord, that great things happen as we spend time one-on-one with you, with your word. And thank you, Lord, also for the wonderful tools and weapons within your word, including the Ten Commandments. And thank you for the ways it's a wonderful spiritual curriculum for us to learn from, to preach, to teach from, to guide to guide our lives by, and to guide our families by, and to help guide society. Help us to make the most of this wonderful tool and weapon we call the Ten Commandments as the church and as a nation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're very blessed and honored to have with us in studio today, Brother Charlie Wysong. He was with us actually a few weeks ago, but we're grateful to have him with us as he's here, and he's going to share about a great project he's involved with as well. Brother Charlie, good to have you once again.
Thank you, Brother Joseph.
Honored to have you. I want to ask if you'll take a few moments. Again, some of our listeners may recall when you were on with us a few weeks ago, but some may have missed it. Would you take a few moments to further introduce yourself? And then we're going to dive right into talking about you and the work the Lord has called you to.
Well, I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm a father of 15 children. My wife and I have 11 boys and 4 girls, no adoptions and no twins. And now we have 53 expecting 54 grandchildren. Mm-hmm. No great-grandchildren yet.
Not yet.
We would assume. We will. But at any rate, there were 5 of men that came together in Chattanooga, and the 5 of us said, we are not going to have an abortion clinic in Chattanooga. And that was 1992. Now, we've been fighting abortion for a period of time, about 8 years, but we said, this has got to end. We're not going to have an abortion clinic. So the 5 of us... they kind of looked to me because I was more involved than they were. Mm-hmm. And I said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get out in front of the abortion clinic an hour before they start doing abortions, and we're going to pray that God won't let them do abortions. That was the plan.
Praise the Lord. And you're a wise man.
And so anyway, the first week, they had an electrical fire and could not operate, just didn't go far enough, you know, just didn't burn it down completely. But anyway, as things went along, in about, well, I must say this because I think this is a so needed. We need to involve young people, and I'm talking about teenagers and even younger children, mm-hmm. involved in the work of God, doing mm-hmm. the ministry. So mm-hmm. I got teenagers to come out to the abortion clinic. Mm-hmm. And the reason I did was I couldn't get adults. Mm-hmm. And when the teenagers came out, the abortions dropped from 40 a week to 15 the first week they were there. Mm-hmm. It went up to 20 the next week. It dropped to 14 the next week. And they never got off of that. They just limped along. Mm-hmm. And some weeks they did 5. Some mm-hmm. weeks they did none. One time we had a blizzard. They weren't none of them. No abortions were done. And so as we moved along, it came up on about a year mm-hmm. That we've been really fighting. And we found out that the man who owned the abortion clinic building had gone into bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. And we went into bankruptcy court. We had to raise $250,000 in 3 days and $300,000 in a week. Mm-hmm. And the pro-life community in Chattanooga came together, and we did that, and we outbid the abortionists for the building, and mm-hmm. we kicked the abortion clinic out.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's a great work of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that. That's a neat story. So would you take a moment now specifically to pray for our listeners to have ears to hear what the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
All right. Father, we do ask that people would have ears to hear today. And Father, I know the things that Brother Joseph wants me to talk about are important, and I know they'll be a blessing to so many people. And Father, those that have their heart open to God will be greatly blessed and benefited. And I just thank you now for this opportunity to be on the program, and you would put it out across this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Charlie. Now, Brother Charlie, you mentioned you have 15 children. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Well, I want to ask if you'll take time now. Would you pray for marriages and pray for families as well?
Yes, and something came up in the devotional time we had a little bit ago, mm-hmm. about parents who want children but are not, they're infertile at this point. Mm-hmm. And I want to pray for them. Okay. And just, Father, we just come before you, and you're the God, you said, I make alive. And Father, we want to pray those children that you have given to us. We realize that they have been given to us. They are gifts from you. And Father, I pray for those that do not have children and want children. I pray those married couples would be blessed by you with wonderful children and children that they could raise up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And we pray you'd give understanding to parents how to raise those children that you've given to them. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Charlie. Well, Brother Charlie, you've been involved with using the Ten Commandments in a number of different capacities over a period of many, many years. For some of our listeners who are longtime AFR listeners, they may recall that it was in the 90s,
right,
when AFR worked with you and helped distribute quite a few copies of the framed copies mm-hmm. of the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
Would you share just a little bit about that?
Well, one morning, we were running late to school. And I said to my children, I said, for our devotions this morning, I want someone to name the Ten Commandments. That'd be a quick devotional. We get out of there. Mm-hmm. It was dead silence. And I said, doesn't anyone know the Ten Commandments? Mm-hmm. And nobody did. I said, well, why don't we do this? You give me the ones you know. We had 11 children at the time, and our oldest was 14 years old. And I said, well, give me the ones you know. We'll get all 10 of them that way. Mm-hmm. Even doing that, they couldn't get all 10 of them. Hmm. And I'm not given to anger, but I was that morning. And I stood up, and I looked out the dining room window, and I thought, the Christian school has failed to teach my children the Ten Commandments.
Hmm. Oh, they were students at a
Christian school.
Okay. Yeah.
And so then, I mean, not a second later, right then, God reminded me, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Mm. And I said, Lord, I understand. I sat down. I said, we'll start learning the Ten Commandments tomorrow. Mm. And so we did. And what I found was I'd go to churches, and I'd find out that not even 1%, including pastors, mm-hmm. knew the Ten Commandments.
You know, Brother Charlie, what you just shared is a huge issue for us to consider. You know, on the one hand, for whatever numbers of our children do go to Christian schools, mm-hmm. again, often they may learn the Ten Commandments, but often they may not. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to your point, God holds us as parents. It's our responsibility
yes.
to teach our children basic foundational truths, such as the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
So it's not for me to look to my pastor to do it, or the Sunday school teacher, or the Christian school, or that's my responsibility.
Yes. Mm. Yep. Yeah. We always see the faults in other people. It really is. It's been a great blessing in my life.
I'm going to jump in right here, and we're going to pick up right there on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Brother Charlie Wysong, who is involved and is the leader of an important project with a name just like our project, the Ten Commandments Project. We'll be right back.
Children are dying. Our families are falling apart. forgive us. Heal our land as we turn our faces back toward you.
Fred Hammond with If My People. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Reading from the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4, and then verses 10 to 20 tell us, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Then, skipping to verse 10, verses 10 to 20 of Ephesians 6, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I'm in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Again, Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 4, then verses 10 to 20. Again, thank you, Lord, for your word and the power that rests upon your word. Thank you for the fact, Lord, that from Genesis to Revelation, your word is powerful. It's mighty. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And thank you, Lord, for the fact that the Ten Commandments as well are mighty. They're powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Stir us as the church to recognize the many ways we can utilize the wonderful gift of your word as a whole and the Ten Commandments in particular as weaponry to go forth to build your kingdom and to tear down the kingdom of darkness. Thank you for that opportunity. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Brother Charlie, I want to ask, would you comment on this, just share your thoughts on this? Praise God for the fact that the leadership in the state of Louisiana was wise enough to decide that they wanted to put the Ten Commandments, the powerful Word of God, before our children in the classroom. That's real leadership, and we see God is doing some things similar in the state of Oklahoma. I'm hoping, I'm believing, God, that all the other states will do something similar as well, because putting God's Word before our children is so desperately needed. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. See, that is the thing that we're losing in this country right now. We're losing a common moral code, a common understanding of right and wrong, good and evil from God's perspective. And that is why the turmoil is going on the college campus. They're teaching something, well, they're teaching their own philosophy, not the laws of God.
Right.
And our children are coming up in a educational system, and have been coming up in an educational system that's ashamed to even mention God. They make sure that the children do not have any reference to moral attributes from God. But what we've got to do, he says, God asked the question in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? And it's a rhetorical question. Obviously, no, you can't. And so what we've got to do, I would say this. So my children didn't know the Ten Commandments. I assumed it was the school at fault initially. But God reminded me it was my fault that they didn't know them. And I would say
that
every single person.
That is such a huge issue. That really is. But please go ahead, though.
But every single person listening to this broadcast ought to say, it's my responsibility, number one, to learn them myself. Number two, to teach them to my children and my grandchildren. Because I do. I teach them to my grandchildren. I talk about it with them. And Brother Joseph, the joy that comes with sitting with your children, grown children, and talking to them an hour and a half about what's right, what's wrong, what commandment applies to this, what commandment applies to that. Good night. I mean, it's amazing. And it's a natural thing in my family to sit down and talk about what's right and wrong from God's word. So, I've forgotten the question now.
Well, but, you know, you were talking about, well, part of what we were talking about, of course, is the fact that, like, right now, leaders in our nation have taken the steps to put the Ten Commandments before our children, and that's a good thing. That's a productive
thing. Absolutely.
But we should start in our own homes.
Let me address that this way. God has created three governments to protect mankind from evil. The first was the family government. The second was civil government in Genesis chapter 9. And then later on in Exodus and Matthew chapter 16, God created the church government. All three of them are legitimate governments, all of them. When we talk about government, we're often talking about the civil government. But there are these other governments of church and family. All three of them are the creation of God. All three of them are bound and are responsible to follow the laws of God. So you don't get a pass just because you're in the civil government.
Right.
And you've got to obey the laws of God.
And you know, Brother Charlie, right and wrong doesn't change. God is the standard.
Right.
And it's important to understand that, like, sometimes people say, well, what do you think about business ethics? Well, in a sense, you could say there's no such thing. Ethics are ethics. Right and wrong is right and wrong in every realm. And so just like how tragic it is that our society is trying to redefine right and wrong to where, like, when you hear people say things like that, to taking away a woman's opportunity to murder her child, to say that's evil, what an evil thing to say.
Yeah, that's an evil thing to say.
It is.
Well, going back to this matter of business ethics, I have to. All of my children are grown now, and most of them have their. Well, all of them have their own children. But but anyway, I had told all of them in the matter of being hired. I said the first thing an employer is looking for is, are you honest? If you say you're going to be there at 8 o'clock, are you going to be there? Will you keep your hands off of their money? Will you not steal their tools? Okay. But integrity is the first thing. Second mm-hmm. thing is, do you have good manners mm-hmm. so that you can get along with the other employees and the customers? And mm-hmm. if you can't do that, they can't keep you around.
And or they won't want to.
That's right.
So
they can't afford it economically. mm-hmm. And the third thing is that do you have the skill? Mm-hmm. And I've told my children, if you have the first two, mm-hmm. they will teach you the skill within reason. They'll teach you the skill.
Right.
And I've had one boy just go from changing oil to being in management.
That's neat.
So.
And, you know, Brother Charlie, you make an excellent point. I recall an account of an instance where there was a company that they were steady losing so many tools that people were stealing. You know, mm-hmm. the employees were stealing. And so on a given day, they were going to have a random search. They had everybody come out in the courtyard, and they were going to search everyone to be sure that they weren't stealing any tools. And, you know, they searched people and didn't really find much. But when the people went back in, the yard was covered with tools people had dropped from their clothing. And, you know, on the one hand, that's a little humorous if it wasn't so sad that's a true story. Mm-hmm. The fact is, many people will steal from their place of work and think no big deal, as if it's nothing
to be concerned. Or steal from the government and mm-hmm. say, no fault.
Right.
No sin.
Mm-hmm. And so the Ten Commandments really do apply, and they're in everyone's best interest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's against the interest of anyone to deny them.
That's right. And if obedience to God mm-hmm. is a big deal to God.
Right.
A man has always kind of thought it wasn't as important. You can eat the forbidden fruit and not much is going to happen.
Mm.
Oh, well.
And the whole world changed.
The whole world is suffering under it.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's true. So share with us about the specific project you're working on with the Ten Commandments right now.
Well, what I want to do is I want to put out a million yard signs across this country, a million Ten Commandment yard signs across this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do it county by county.
Mm-hmm. Now, share with our listeners the website for people that want to go in and learn more about this specific project as well as how to order this item for themselves, a yard sign to put in their homes. What is the website?
The website is 10laws.us.
Okay.
That's U.S. instead of something else.
10laws.us.
Yeah, 10laws.us.
Okay.
And, but, excuse me. But on there, I talk about how I took a man to lunch one day,
mm-hmm.
and he was a very influential man, internationally influential.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, our nation is being destroyed before our very eyes. And he nodded in agreement, yes. And I said, let me show you why.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a blank sheet of paper and I shoved it across the table to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'd like you to write out the Ten Commandments. They don't have to be in order. They don't have to be word for word. And he struggled for 10 minutes. He did not want to lose on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally quit after 10 minutes, and he had gotten 8.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, he got most of them. Oh, no. Some things you have to get all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ten Commandments is one of them. Now, the ones that most people forget mm-hmm. are the four commandments that deal with God, the first
mm-hmm.
four.
Mm-hmm.
And the one they forget the most is the first commandment that mm-hmm. says, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
That makes a powerful, powerful point, you know. And I recall, too, you know, like just the fact, okay, just take, for example, just the idea that you're having these yard signs that look like the two tablets that Moses carried down from the mountain as a yard sign to put in your front yard. If someone was to say, Brother Charlie, what good would that really do? How would you respond to that question?
Let me say this. My whole family changed because of that. But let me just tell very quickly, our music director at our church,
mm-hmm.
he went out and put a Ten Commandment yard sign in his front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the people, I think it was next door, he said they couldn't utter a sentence without taking God's name in vain.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when he put that sign out, they quit.
But there's power in the Word of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But my whole family changed, and maybe we could tell about that in another segment here. Mm-hmm. But it's a little longer story. But the Word of God is powerful. Mm-hmm. And I could tell some examples of how I've disciplined my children with the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. And so—
Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll on the other side of the break, we'll get a chance to give you the opportunity to share more about some specific testimonials we can share about that, Lord. Lord, thank you again for the opportunity for us to be witnesses in our communities. Lord, thank you for the opportunity that listeners have of being able to get a copy of the Ten Commandments, as Brother Charlie is talking about at the website, to be able to get a copy to actually put in a yard sign in their own homes. Help us to recognize, Lord, that this is one wonderful way to be a witness for you, to share the Word of God with our communities, and to point the world to you and your Word. Lord, help us to never underestimate the power of your Word, the power of your Word to point us to Jesus Christ, the power of your Word to help us know your heart and your standards, your wisdom. And thank you for the fact that the Ten Commandments contain wisdom that apply to every person, every culture, every nation. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our studio guest today is Brother Charlie Wysong, and he's the director of the Ten Commandments Project at tenlaws.us. We'll be right back.
Our Father, which art in heaven, yeah, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven.
Music from the Walls Group with The Prayer. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest is Brother Charlie Wysong. He's the director of the Ten Commandments Project specifically. And just to mention, as I alluded to earlier, you know, it just so happens that we have an outreach here at AFR called the Ten Commandments Project, and Brother Charlie's has the same title, but God has been using him for decades doing different outreaches and ministry with the Ten Commandments as well. So Brother Charlie, one more time, if someone wants to learn more about this project, or if they think they would like to get a yard sign of the two tablets of the ten, with the Ten Commandments on them for their own home or for their church or for any other business or whoever, tell them again how they can get that yard sign.
All right. The website is tenlaws.us. And so that is the website, tenlaws.us.
Okay, then. And if someone was to say, well, Brother Charlie, I want to get more than one, how many can they get?
It's unlimited.
So if they want to get 100 for a congregation of 100, they can do that.
Yeah, they can. Right. They sure can.
And again, we want to encourage.
You know what might be good there is if they would just call me.
Okay.
That would be better. Mm. And I think my number's on the website there.
Okay.
But let me give it if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
423-314-0183.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I think it's good for people to recognize, too, that it'd be good to go on the website and look and better learn about how they can make it a very productive project because, you know, I think of this, Brother Charlie, the copy that you gave to us, we went last night and stuck it in the ground and the last night or the night before.
Yeah.
And stuck in the ground. And already people have seen it. And it's begun to have an impact in our neighborhood. And so praise God again for a wonderful witnessing tool like that.
Well, could I say this? Mm-hmm. I went to a lawyer took me to a Bible study one time in Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to the Bible study, and the man said, this is Charlie Weissong, and he's done a lot of work with the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a man, I mean, he was just looking for a fight. And he said, well, we're not under law, we're under grace. Well, that's not the whole verse.
Mm-hmm.
It says, sin shall not have dominion over you, mm-hmm. for you're not under law, but under grace. You're not to sin. Mm-hmm. So I said, and this was probably the best response to something like that I've ever done. I said, well, brother, you show me the man that lies and commits adultery, takes God's name in vain. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll show you a man that's not walking in fellowship with God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sin.
Mm-hmm.
You may sin. Anyway, there are two aspects to the Christian life. One is salvation, mm-hmm. being put into the family of God.
Right.
The other is holiness, having fellowship with God.
Mm-hmm. And, another side to that, Brother Charlie, too, is it's so important for believers to grasp this and not be misled when people make that statement. The Ten Commandments are the moral law of God, which don't change. They're relevant Old Testament, but they're just as relevant today as they ever were. And so it's important for believers to grasp, and it's also good to understand this, too. There are 10 laws of grace.
Yes.
And so for people to make the mistake of thinking, well, it doesn't apply because they are referred to as the law, and they are the law, but they're also the moral law of God. And obedience is always critical to the life of a believer.
Right.
Obedience to his word and his standards.
Yeah. And they'll never pass away. Mm-hmm. They're eternal.
That's right. That's right.
That's why I like selling them, because they'll never go out of date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're always.
Yeah.
But what happened was, I brought a copy of the Ten Commandments home to my family,
mm-hmm.
and we had all the children in the living room. We had 14 children at the time. And I said, these are the laws that are going to govern this home. And I said, that's all I knew was I hung them on the wall,
mm-hmm.
and I turned around, and God gave me one more thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I am to obey them. Mama's to obey them. You're to obey them.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Joseph, you say, how's just having the Ten Commandments? My whole home changed that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so much so that my brother came up 2 weeks later and said, what has happened to your family?
He saw a difference right away.
Yeah, he mm-hmm. saw it. We saw it right away. I couldn't figure out what it was. And then I figured it out, not because there's so many things I haven't figured out that God has revealed to me, you know, just trying to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And I read Deuteronomy chapter 11 in my devotions one day, right after I made this announcement, you know, these are the laws. And I read there that mom and daddy are to follow the commandments, teach them to the children daily, mm-hmm. put a copy up in your home. And then he says that he'll make our days and the days of our children, quote, as the days of heaven upon the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been saved 57 years. I've never heard a sermon on that.
Mm-hmm.
But if God says you can have heaven on earth, why didn't somebody preach on it?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. And, you know, the Ten Commandments are a wonderful tool for teaching. You know, as we alluded to the term earlier, it's a good tool for teaching business ethics,
mm-hmm.
marriage ethics, family ethics, school ethics, church ethics, because it's God's counsel.
Right.
It's God's wisdom for every human being in all the world.
Yeah, and we might say this. I don't think we've said it, but I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about being saved by keeping the Ten Commandments.
Right.
We're talking about being convicted of our sins
mm-hmm.
by the Ten Commandments, that we might fall down before God and say, oh, God, be mm-hmm. merciful to me, a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you that Jesus died for me.
Exactly.
I accept his sacrifice for my sins. I submit to you.
And you know, that's a great and important point to make, too, because sometimes I know when we've been doing the Ten Commandments project, people may say, well, you can't get saved by the Ten Commandments. Well, it's through Jesus Christ. That's how we get saved, period.
Yeah.
That's not a question. But it's the counsel of God, the standard of God, that blesses our world.
All right, so let me say this. Mm-hmm. I must say, you can't be saved without the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here's what I'm saying. Paul said, on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I had not known sin but by the law. Mm-hmm. I had not known lust except the commandment had said, thou shalt not covet. Mm-hmm. You have to have an awareness of sin in order to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So my little 7-year-old son comes to me one day and says, I want to be baptized. Mm-hmm. It was right after we'd had a baptism at church on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I want to be baptized. So I sat down right there on the steps of the altar, and I said, have you ever sinned? And he looked at me with those brown eyes, and he shook his head. No, I've never been. And I dealt with him several more times. Still no awareness of sin.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew he wanted to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he wanted to do right. And I said to him, you want to go to heaven, don't you? He says, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you don't want to go to hell. He said, no, I do not.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why don't we pray and you tell God you want to go to heaven, you don't want to go to hell, and you're willing to do anything he tells you to do, and you just ask God to show you what he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, he came back. Yes, I've sinned. he had a good understanding of what he needed for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
But the foundation for that is the Ten Commandments, the awareness of sin.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, interesting to think of this, too, that when we violate one, we violate all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good to know that, again, it helps us recognize our need for Christ.
That's right.
It helps us recognize that we don't come anywhere close to meeting God's standards outside of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But Jesus perfectly meets them. And we receive him as Lord and Savior then, again, his grace envelops us. And again, we become a part of the family of God through receiving Christ. And they continue to be a guide to help us as individual believers and as families and as a culture to live in such a way where we're doing what's right and what's wrong, and we know what's right and what's wrong as well.
Yep. Yep.
So again, our time is just about gone. One more time, if someone would like to get a copy of the Ten Commandments, tell them one more time the website, if they'd like to get a copy of the Ten Commandments yard sign that you provide, share with them how they can do that.
Okay. It would be 10laws, .us. 10laws.us.
10laws.us. Mm-hmm. And so if a church wants to get large numbers of them as well, or business or any entity.
Yeah. If they just call me, if they've got an idea to get the Ten Commandments out in some way, we can accommodate it.
All right.
We do have a number of ways that are not on the website, but we have ways that we could do that.
Okay. Would you take a moment to pray for the church to really be wise about being a witness and using tools like this to do what God has called us to do?
Amen. Well, Father, we want to come before you and just ask that we might be a world that you've created that's listening to its creator, and that we are listening to the laws of God, and that we see that we've fallen short of your glory, and that we now need to come to Christ for forgiveness. And Father, we just pray you'll do a mighty work in this world of yours, and we might see many people come to Christ. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Charlie, for being with us, and please keep up the good work. And we want to encourage every single listener to pray for this project, this specific Ten Commandments project that Brother Charlie Wysong is leading, and that many would get involved in helping carry out the great witness of a project just like this in our culture and in our society. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening and you've never made the eternally important decision of inviting Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. As Brother Charlie alluded to, again, reading the Ten Commandments and acknowledging them, that's not how you get saved. You get saved through inviting Jesus Christ to come into your heart, receiving him as your Lord and Savior. It's only through Christ that we can come to be saved and come to be a part of the family of God. So if you'd like to make that step, would you simply from your heart take the time to pray this prayer and invite Christ into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life? Simply pray this prayer with us at this time, if you would. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent. And I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to connect with you. I want to remind you that, once again, my email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please get in touch with us. Once again, my email, joseph@afr.net. And again, Brother Charlie Weisong, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, I enjoyed it greatly.
Amen.
Thank you and thank Isaac.
All right. And one more time, the website, if someone would like to get a Ten Commandments yard sign.
All right. It's tenlaws.us.
All right.
Tenlaws.us.
Thank you so much, Brother Charlie, for being with us today. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.